How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Hysteria Nation to a, let's call it, sad photos. I am today's host, David Flora, and Brent is off, I think, polishing Conspiracy Bot and his multiple knobs.
Oh my God.
So to fill in, we have, you know him, you love him, he's back again, Kevin Crispin. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, man, you said sad photos. Just thinking about my photo books that were on my mom's shelf.
Look at this photograph!
Oh, man, every time I do it makes me laugh. You know what I mean? It's just humor.
Every time I do it makes me cry.
Oh, man. So long time ago, if I may have a quick story.
Please.
Here. Long time ago, I was working at a theater in New Hampshire, and we all lived in the same place, and somebody's like, let's do a talent show. And I was like, oh, okay. And I went up to a friend of mine. I said, would you mind for the talent show if I used your help? She said, of course. I said, or I don't mind. And I said, well, I'm going to put a piece of tape over your eyes that says hurt and another one over your mouth that says loss. And then I'm going to pose you in photographs while I read the lyrics to Photograph by Nickelback. Huh. And she said, yeah, that'll be fine. And I did it. People just were very confused at what I was doing, but I thought it was funny.
Oh, it is funny and poignant, which is the best type of funny.
That's right. The best. Yeah, the serendipity starring John Cusack type of funny, you know?
Right. Yeah. Somebody get Kate Beckinsale in here?
I think you got it right. I think that's right. It. I've never even seen that fucking movie. Have you seen that?
I might have seen it.
Okay.
20 years ago, yeah. But
that's a nice poll there,
think
buddy.
I used to do the old 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. That was a fun game.
I love that game. That game wouldn't exist without the movie JFK. I'm just saying that.
That is a linchpin.
Yeah. What's
but,
another
know,
linchpin
movies,
that you used?
Let's see. Brent is going to have to cut out some thought time here. Brent, cut out some thought
time.
Yeah,
Brent.
Here.
When you're done polishing
place
that
drop here.
Robot. Yep.
Titanic maybe was one. You could get a lot of cool stuff out of that one. There's another one that I'm not thinking of. I haven't played in years and years and years, but JFK was great because you had all those male actors. Hunt for Red October was sneakily good.
Wait, so
because you get James Earl Jones, you get Alec Baldwin, Sean Connery.
Is Kevin Bacon
Sam
in that
Neill.
Movie?
I hesitate.
I was actually talking about that movie earlier today with my sister. Oddly enough,
I'm thinking of ones that have other people, not necessarily even him, but. There were some tricks, and you know what? That was back when I feel like, and this is before we get into some crazy shit.
Crazy.
Because we both have some crazy stories.
Crazy motherfucking stories.
Before we do that, a real quick tangent, I feel like that was when it was rare for actors, like big A-list celebrities, to appear in movies together. It was expensive. And so they didn't do it that often. Would you agree with that?
Probably. I'm
prior to 2000, let's say.
Gosh, now I have to think about that. I suppose that's probably true. That seems like a way to save money. I mean, like 96 with the cable guy as an example, that's when Jim Carrey first made $20 million for a movie. And so if you got two stars on that quote level, at least where Jim Carrey was in 1996, you're not going to pay $40 million to have him in the movie.
Right. Will Smith as well was another one of them.
Yeah.
But then, like post 2000, I feel like it all became like, who cares? Everybody's got enough money. Let's pay everything. Let's do it. So, you know, now you've got tons of movies with big names in it. And when you're playing Kevin Bacon, it, you know, just kind of kills the charm of it.
That's fair. That's fair.
Anyway, let's start with telling everybody this. It might be a little bit of a dark episode. I mean, it is sad photos, but it's going to be kind of hard in the paint. We're talking about death.
Some elbows.
We're talking about cannibalism. It's bordering, like, it's not true crime, although mine could be eventually be if we find out, you know, what's going. I mean, it kind of is already, but yours isn't true crime, but it is a sad tale, which I heard about, and it's wild how, you know, how this stuff works. Yours could be some kind of serial killer-ish true crime type thing.
True.
Not serial, maybe, but could be crime. I don't know.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Which one do you want to start with?
I'll do mine, I guess, first, since we're talking about it right now. This one,
great.
When we were going through it before the show and we were looking at the stories that were sent in, this one, I had to reread the headline a few times because I was like, that can't be true. Here's the headline. 19-year-old woman found dead in oven in Nova Scotia Walmart. First of all, Walmart's are in Canada. Now, I'm sure that's been the case for like 40, 30 years, but God damn it, I didn't know that, or I guess I didn't think about it. Second, I didn't know Walmart sold ovens. And not just ovens. Listen, a Canadian Walmart store is closed for a third day while police investigate the death of a woman whose body was found inside a walk-in oven. Now, David, have you ever owned a walk-in oven?
I have not in my professional life, no.
All right, I'll just leave that there. I haven't either in my professional or personal life. I don't even know. Can you describe? I don't know what a walk-in oven is. I know what a walk-in freezer is. Is it the same thing, just an oven?
I would guess so. This might be for commercial baking. If true. You have a lot of little dough balls there that you want to turn into bread, you know, for the day, you might as well get a big thing. You walk in, shove them all on shelves, and they bake, and you know, pull them out, or for racks or whatever. Can I interject real quick?
Yeah.
I wonder when I heard about it, the way I understood it was she was an employee there, and was in the deli. And literally doing the baking, and this was part of their deli department.
Yeah, in the article I have here, it's pretty short, actually. Halifax, Nova Scotia Regional Police say they were called to the store where the 19-year-old woman was found dead inside a walk-in oven in the bakery department of the store. So yeah, okay, that makes more sense, bakery department.
Yeah.
The department says that they have not yet reached a point where the cause and manner of death have been confirmed. But then they say Halifax Regional Police say the investigation is complex, involving several partner agencies. Well, I wonder what partner agencies those could be. I hope it's the Mounties. And it could take a significant amount of time to determine how she died. I just hope against hope, and I have to imagine that it has nothing to do with the oven itself. I hope.
I hope that too.
Horrible,
like,
horrible way.
Yeah, that it was some kind of, she either died and then was found, or, you know,
somebody put her there after
wasn't
killing
baked.
Her.
Yeah, yeah, that too.
I mean, you're right, man. This is fucking hard in the paint. This is hardcore.
It's dark. It's dark. Yeah.
Could you imagine, let's just say, you know, your first job in high school or your first job in college. All right, I'm working at the bakery at Walmart. Cool. I'm making minimum wage, whatever it may be. And then you're like, you go in and then there's a woman, a dead body. I wouldn't know what to, it would be horrifying, horrifying. And
sure,
then you have to, obviously you have to call authorities. And then I would hope that they remove everything from that fucking oven and clean the hell out of it.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I was telling you about this offline. I feel like I remember discussing something with Brent about this before. Maybe we were just like, hey, what's up with this? While we were like choosing stories or something. But it's still like, it's kind of crazy. I wonder if they have any updates since then, or if this is like still the status of it.
I wonder.
Because, I mean, surely you can get to some kind of close decision on what caused the death, I would hope, by now.
So this is an employee, it appears.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And a candlelight vigil was just held to remember her. Which is
young,
wonderful.
Too, didn't you say?
19, only 19 years old.
Oh, geez, yeah. I mean, who knows?
But questions,
you know,
remain. And they said it could take a significant amount of time to determine how she died. And so they asked the public to be mindful of speculation about the cause of her death and the impact that could have on her family and friends, which is good for them. And that is the responsible thing to say, of course.
Right, right. Yeah. And you want to know, not out of morbid curiosity so much as is it a preventable thing, or is it something that, you know, they need to address? Maybe like you hope she didn't get accidentally locked in, right?
Yeah, hopefully it's not a safety thing, right?
Right.
Or something where somebody missed something, where there was a way to help people if they do get locked in there that wasn't set up or whatever.
You hope it's not a hate crime or something.
Well, she was, unfortunately, she was, the CBC, Canadian Broadcast Company, reports that the woman was a member of the local Sikh community.
Right, yeah.
So I really hope it's not a hate crime either.
Yeah.
Obviously at best she doesn't die, but at best it's a terrible, horrible mistake or accident.
Right.
And I know that yours is dark, and we're gonna get to it in a second, but there's at least some stuff, more stuff in yours that can be a little bit more fun. So to play around with, I think. There's some weird shit in yours, but it's also kind of over the top and absurd.
It is. Yeah, that's kind of why I picked it, but also for other reasons. But any closing thoughts on this one? Is there they give no timeline, right? They said a significant amount of time.
That's right.
To figure out.
Well, I did Google it just to see if there was any updates, and there is no, say, that I can find any updates about, you know, the investigation. But they have put up a GoFundMe by the Maritime Sikh Society, and organizers shut down the GoFundMe after raising $139,800. So that's great.
Good, yeah.
And hopefully that goes to her family or will help with any of the costs.
Right.
But I see nothing in here that is pointing to what happened.
Yeah. Well, that's, oof. Yeah, it's heavy. It's sad. It's a crazy happenstance. But you know, it's all. What's crazy is when you think about all the ways that we can meet our mortal end, and you kind. To me, I kind of get surprised that more people don't die every day. How fragile we really are, you know?
I mean, I think something along those lines sometimes too. Now, I often think about all the ways that I could die, but that kind of goes with my MO. But it's very fragile. Life is very fragile, and it's just a little slip here, a little slip there, and then who knows what the fuck is different, right?
Yeah, we should celebrate every day that we survive this hellscape called life.
especially we should always celebrate President's Day, because you can always get a cheap mattress
and help fund that that drug front that all mattress stores are.
Oh, but yeah. Hi, does anybody work here? Hello?
Right?
Hello?
Can I just lay on all of them, or?
Yeah. All right. Well, I pants guess you're on, you're like off. You don't think I have a truck or a way to get this out, so that's why there's nobody here.
Nobody wants the floor model. Anyways, well, that's a wild story, and if we find any developments as they come up, I think maybe we can swing back and kind of, you know, try and get some closure on it. But thanks
yeah,
for that,
that family
one,
gets
Kevin.
Some answers for sure.
Yeah, I do too. And let's go to break, and when we come back, we're gonna get a little darker, but a little wilder. So it's okay? Question mark.
I wish, if I may, and I'm not saying anything about what this is about, but there's a photo at the top of this story, and I wish that people could see it. And I will do my best. If you do not, David, I will do my best to describe this photo. But yeah, anyway.
That'll be great. So stick around. Come back for some weird crime stuff on this episode of Sad Photos.
Yeah.
Brent, it's fall. And you know what that means. Go sit outside, enjoy that nice cool weather, kick back, and light up a cigar.
I couldn't agree more. It's really the perfect patio, grab a drink weather. And man, I love it. And I've always kind of struggled with finding the best cigars. And then we were approached by Cigars International. And now, literally, this is something that we both use. It's our go-to. They got everything. Whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International, they never disappoint.
That's right. Man, I love sitting out back, lighting up a cigar, getting some whiskey neat, just sipping on it. It's relaxing, right?
And it makes you feel like you're better than you are.
It truly does. I know very little about cigars. We don't really have a store anywhere near me for cigars. So Cigars International came at just the right time. And now it's our go-to retailer for all things cigar. They got a huge selection of premium handmade cigars, and they're available anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And they offer unbeatable deals, discounts all the time, making it easy if you want to stock up on your favorites, try something new without breaking the bank. Try your hand at having a humidor, so you got stuff on. I'm learning that. You know, that's always fun.
Isn't that cool? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And
they got fast shipping, and they got 100% satisfaction guarantee. So, you know, you can shop with confidence because they stand behind every order.
Yep. Good relationship with good vendors. That's how you get those great prices.
If you're new to cigars, kind of like us, or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides. They got staff reviews. They got expert advice. They make it so easy for you.
And it's not just about cigars. Cigars International offers a wide range of accessories, humidors. I learned that I prefer a punched cigar better than a clipped cigar.
Interesting.
Have you tried the punch before?
I haven't tried the punch. I've only done the clipped.
Gotta tell you, you're missing out, my friend.
Well, here you go. Here's our chance.
Yeah, no, for real though. It's you can do all these things. You can elevate your smoking experience if that's something that you're into. And right now, they have an offer: 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order.
Now, some exclusions apply, but for the most part, this is a killer deal.
Yeah.
If you visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals, for you guys only, they're giving you a 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use the code HYSTERIA at checkout. How do you spell it, Brent?
Well, that's CIGARS International.com and use code HYSTERIA, HYSTERIA at checkout for 20% off, $50 or more, and you're going to get the ride for free. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want to explore something new, Cigars International has you covered.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
And we're back.
Hey, man, that was a... man, that was a great break, and I danced my ass off to the break music, the intermission.
Yeah,
music.
T for two is now T for everyone.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So prepare your butts. This one I picked, Brent found this one, and I was like, yeah, I'll talk about this one because this one is right in my old backyard. Bloody woman known for casting spells arrested by cops who find cooked human body parts in her home. So, a Kentucky woman was arrested after police found dismembered body parts partially cooked in her home. This is from Mount Olivet, Kentucky, which is just right next door to where I grew up.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm. It is, definitely. And the woman was discovered because a man who was working on the house hired to work this woman's house. And it doesn't say to do what exactly, I don't think. But he found a dismembered body in the backyard. And he called the state police. And when they got there, they found a woman's body on a blood-stained mattress. They spotted a second blood-stained mattress that had been dragged toward the back of the house. And I guess they found it. The way the article is written, it sounded like they found a woman who wasn't the owner in the house who refused to talk to them. But then again, it goes back and it sounds like it was the woman who owned the house or who lived there. And go ahead and describe that photo for us. It's the mugshot.
Yeah, so it's a mugshot. I didn't even want to say that to give anything away. So, one, this woman appears to be about 5 foot, would you say 3.5 maybe, based on the measurements behind her. She is, her hair is a reddish color. It is curly and it is moving in all of the directions.
But it also looks like it can't move at all.
Right. It's almost like she put gel in it to make it look like that. And so like the left side of her left, our right, as we're looking at the photo, her hair is like sticking up on one side. And then on her right side, it's like patted down and then shooting off to the right over her ears. And then this is rare. I don't see this very often in mugshots. Her eyes are closed.
Yeah. And it almost looks like she's looking down.
And she seems very, very ashamed of herself and just really, well, looks like a woman who might have had, a couple bloody mattresses at her house, which she probably got on a President's Day sale. And, is she wearing a bulletproof vest? What is she wearing there?
It looks like okay. So, Brent might be able to put these in the show notes if you know want to take a look at this. To me, that's what I thought. I was like, that looks like a piece of police gear more so than a shirt you would own and wear.
Right.
But it's a sleeveless shirt, and yeah, I can't really tell what it is exactly. But it doesn't look like a normal T-shirt or. Normal, you know,
maybe that's her shirt. Maybe that's her spell casting shirt.
Oh, well, here's the thing. So this woman's 32, apparently, and they said that I think it was the worker. I'm trying to find the place in the story where they say it because it was kind of tossed in there, kind of glossed over. It says construction worker. The construction worker who discovered the body told troopers that. The woman had been on the property during one of his previous visits and had been, quote unquote, casting spells on them and was being confrontational. So now this, I'll go on. It gets a little more gruesome.
Okay.
If you can imagine. So they ended up having to get a warrant because she refused to let them come in and stuff and was kind of being belligerent. They eventually removed her from the home without incident, and after she was taken into custody, they discovered that parts had been removed from the body outside and were stuffed into a fold-up mattress.
Jesus.
and she had blood on her face, her hands, and clothes. They reportedly found a stainless steel pot that contained body parts that appeared to have been cooked in an oven, and that the pot was still hot to the touch.
So it's something she was just recently doing when the police showed up. She was cooking body parts.
Apparently.
Or the evidence would suggest that.
That's what the evidence...
What's a fold-up mattress? What does that mean?
I had that same question. I don't know if I know about that.
The only thing I can think of is...
Also, is it on sale?
Yeah. Well, is it... Look at the calendar. It's not President's Day. It's
getting
close. Either a Murphy bed or an air mattress, maybe? I don't know.
The things that I've pulled up online... It looks like a thing for storage. Like you can, it would bend in the middle and the bed frame flips up to make it very compact so you could store it, I guess.
Okay.
So it's almost like a cot. It's like a cot on steroids that you can just fold up in the middle. And so it takes up half the room. You could slide it behind something. You know what I mean? With that.
Yeah, I think
also,
so. Well, that makes more sense, right? So it's folding for storage. It's not
or like a foldable couch or something, maybe.
Uh huh.
I think those have that type of thing.
Well, do you have a Murphy bed, David?
No, but old Dave Stecco, who I used to podcast with, he lived in an apartment that had a Murphy bed.
Was that his bed, cool. Or was that supposed to be the guest's bed?
I think it was a guest bed,
okay.
Actually. I think he had a bed in a bedroom.
I love a good Murphy bed.
Yeah? You've had some good nights on Murphy beds?
Oh. Actually, I have slept on a Murphy bed before, yeah. It was like it was a fancy one. It wasn't like one of these one of these non-fancy Murphy beds in that it had...
one of these basic Murphy beds.
Yeah, it wasn't just like... How do I describe it? It almost had a frame that it pulled out of, so like when it was down, it still looked like, you know, fancy. That was a fucking poor description, but it was a Murphy bed, and I slept in it many times.
All right, fair enough. If you're unfamiliar at home, Murphy beds are beds that are basically storable. They usually are on a wall, and you kind of pull... a trap door type thing down, and that's basically the frame of the bed, and then there's your bed. You set it up. It's a way to save space. Usually you find them in smaller apartments and things like that. Would you say that's accurate?
I think that's a very good description. And it's if you want to make an old silent comedy picture, somebody's going to get stuck in that Murphy bed.
You need one. It's usually a way to get out of trouble.
Right. Yeah.
you get up in there, and then whoever's chasing you has no idea where you went, and they leave, and then you can pop out of there. And
not only do they not know where you went, they don't even know there's a bed in there.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, I think some poor vampires, maybe they use a Murphy bed instead of a coffin. they hide in there during the day or during the sunlight hours, I guess you would say.
As long as there's dirt from their homeland underneath the bed there. they're all set.
Yeah. And actually, they carried that dirt from their homeland over in a foldable mattress.
On a ship.
Yes. Of course a ship, yes. I've crossed oceans of time.
Hear me. So what a crazy ass story. And she's currently being held at the Bourbon County Detention Center. That's not a joke.
That's pretty on the nose.
There is a Bourbon County in Kentucky. It was the county next to the one I grew up in. And we literally probably drive past this thing. I've probably driven past the Bourbon County Detention Center 100 times. I don't know.
Now, do you still have family in the area?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's in the area.
Okay.
So I don't know. Some people might know this person. But Mount Olivet, I can tell you, is pretty rural. And it is small. I'm going to actually look up to see if there's any information on how big exactly it is. Because even for when I was growing up, and like, it's not a place you go unless you live there kind of thing.
It's not a, not a vacation destination is what you're saying?
It's not a destination wedding place. my recollection of it is that they had there was a church, and that's basically it. They have a couple things there. They have like a gas station, dollar store, an auto parts store, and I think a Dollar General and a Family Dollar. So, you know, it's happening now.
That's
I
like
guess,
Hatfields
but,
and McCoys, man.
Oh, it really is. So,
yeah,
it is. It's in Robertson County, which is the smallest county in Kentucky. I'm actually going to see. I'm going to do a directions how far it is from my actual home growing up.
While you're doing that, I will say that when I read this, you know, when we were talking about what we were going to talk about, and I saw about the cook, the body, the horrific thing about the body parts in the pot, I of course thought of Dahmer. And that reminded me, I remember being 9 years old. I was 9 years old when he was arrested. And watching that on television, because I lived about 4 hours south of where that happened, 3.5. Yeah. And I just couldn't get my head around it. I go, what do you mean he has pieces of people in a fridge?
Right.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking crazy.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't get it. Like it's kind of stomach turning to think about to me.
And the smell,
that old that long pork
smell.
I would think. I mean, and like baking it in a stew. It's you got to look at the barbershops around there. I think right at that point. Too much. Is that too much? Attend the town, sweet heart.
Have a little priest. Try a little priest. Oh boy, I think we've lost them. They're gone. That or they're like, well, I prefer a little night music.
Oh, Ina Kleina. Just Ina Kleina. Yeah, it is 20 miles from my home, less than half an hour to get to this place.
Wow.
So anyways, that's wild. One of the reasons I decided to talk about this one is because like there's still monsters among us. Like you think of Gacy and Dahmer and you think of things in the past, maybe even Bloody Benders out of Kansas. You think of the Donner Party or Alfred Packer here in Colorado, which he was like hailed in the jail and the next town over here too. All, you know, like just cannibalism in general is wild and stupid to me. But these killers in history, you think of them and you think of it as a bygone thing or you hope it is. But then you get shit like this where I'm telling you, man, out in the hollers, people do shit. And when you play something like Red Dead Redemption 2 and there's the whole storyline of the hillbillies that live in a cave and they're cannibals and all that stuff, or like Hills Have Eyes.
Uh-huh.
It's just like, it's frightening what humans are capable of still and that we haven't evolved yet, you know, in some respects. And it's these rural areas that are out in the middle of nowhere, nobody goes to, everybody leaves everybody alone, and you have no idea what you're getting into. It's freaky.
It's kind of in a different way. It's kind of like Deliverance, although we have the you know, there is at least the internet or whatever. But does this strike you? This strikes me as like not so much somebody who, this was not a planned killing, but maybe she killed someone and then had to figure out what to do with the body.
The reason I would hesitate to think that is because it seems like she might have been consuming them.
Oh.
And if your thought is, how do I get rid of this? I'll just eat it. I mean, that's, talk about hard in the paint. I guess that'll do it, but oh, I'm sure God. You could find some pigs.
That's true. Somewhere. Pigs. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing at the absurdity. It's not at how awful this is, but geez Louise, can you imagine though? I mean, obviously there's got to be some mental issues here. They're talking about her casting spells and stuff too. And you often hear, especially evangelicals, you know, talking about devil worshipers and Satanists and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they're talking about people who believe in the devil and want to sacrifice to get powers, cast magic spells and all this rigmarole. And then you get stories like this and, you know, they all think that they're doing God's work and they're it's all true. And everybody's out to get you and sacrifice your children. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know either,
man. It's crazy.
Like you were right at the beginning. This is a dark. It fit the title, right? Sad photo.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And we described that photo pretty well. So
yeah.
But I don't know. What do you guys think? Are you out there listening? Have you heard of more stories? Anything like this? Anything going on in your area that's this wild? It just blows my mind that we still get shit like this these days. But then again, there's no shortage of stupidity in the world. So I don't know why. I guess it's my hope and optimism that wins out over my objective reality to think that people have evolved past this kind of stupid shit. But
maybe more people have than had before, but there's, you know... Some people, you know, like Bill Hicks said, we want our thumbs. Yeah.
I don't know the context.
Oh, so Bill Hicks was a stand-up comedian. You know Bill Hicks, right?
I know Bill Hicks, yeah.
Yeah, well, he talks about...
he's Alex Jones now, right? He's just playing a character for years and years. Yes.
He talks about how there are certain people who have not evolved as much, and they're like out there going, we want our thumbs.
I see.
He said, God created me in one day, and then Bill Hicks goes, yeah, it looks like you rushed it.
Was he up against a deadline?
Yeah. Well, yeah, 7 days, buddy.
Also, did you like how there's somebody brought up something recently, how they were like, how did they create animals and all this stuff and plants before they created a sun or something like that? Like, you could argue there's let there be light, but it doesn't actually say it came from the sun. And in fact, I feel like one of the later days it was the sun, moon, and planets. Anyway.
One of the
later days. I guess everything
can survive
a day without the sun, but.
That's true. Just as long as you rest on that seventh day, buddy.
It'd be awful cold.
Could you imagine working 6 days in a row creating, I don't know, the universe? You'd need a day off. Need a day off.
I hope that's the case for omniscient and omnipotent beings, that even they get tired. Anyway.
I think that's right.
How much darker can we get? Kevin, what's going on these days with you? Tell us how to find your stuff.
Yeah, still hosting Good Old Sad Times. You can find it at www.sadtimespodcast.com. It's a mental health storytelling podcast where we believe difficult stories are universal, and they're not universally told. And you can also check out my public speaking and acting at Kevin Crispin, KevinCrisp, as in Paul, IN as in Nancy.com, KevinCrispin.com, and more information there. So that's what I'm up to. What about you, David? What are you up to?
You know, I'm just still plugging along with the theater. We got kids show opening up in a week, and then I'm working on Christmas Carol after that for the winter season. So staying busy here. We already had some inches of snow fall, although it wasn't quite as much as they thought, so that was good. But yeah, winter's pretty much here for us. It's pretty chilly out. It's 32 right now.
Oh, lame.
Yeah, and we'll see how today goes. We're actually recording on the day of our election, Lord.
Oh my God! Yes, we are.
So we'll see. We'll see. What shape everybody's in after after today, or at least get an idea. But thanks everybody for listening. If you want to check out more stuff, make sure to check out Hysteria Nation on our Facebook. You can also follow the Hysteria 51 page, facebook.com/Hysteria51pod. Don't forget to join the Patreon. Brent sends out some fun stuff every month for that. Leave us a voicemail. We need more voicemail episodes because it's always fun to hear what people think, hear them make fun of Conspiracy Bot, and hear them say how awful I am as a podcaster. That's 773-669-7277. Again, leave the voicemail 773-669-7277. That's also on hysteria51.com. Click the microphone. Leave a message there. You can find all of our social media at hysteria51.com. Tell a friend, tell an enemy, tell a frenemy about the show. Get them all hyped up and then kick them in the nuts.
Get them all hyped the fuck up.
Hype up Hysteria 51 so people can be as disappointed as you are listening. Brent's like, this guy's hired.
I'm never going to polish this robot again. And I think that was the whole goal here, is for us to be so bad that he just stops tending to that piece of shit robot, and then we can all be happier.
Right?
Yeah.
It'll be a fun day when we find bot booze stained mattresses.
I think fun is a word for it.
A stainless steel pot is made from the carcass of Conspiracy Bot. Anyways, that's been Kevin Crispin. I've been David Flora. Thanks for listening to this Sad Photos episode. Hope you're doing well. Stay good. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Meeting adjourned.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.